Carousel South Australia has been placed in voluntary administration less than 2 weeks out from Anzac Day. The branch has been in financial trouble for months, and several board members have resigned along with the CEO. The league's national president, Robert Dick, has promised services, including Anzac Day commemorations, will continue uninterrupted. Angela Lavoie-Pierre has the story.
After weeks of negotiations, the league's national branch has intervened in RSL South Australia's financial crisis. The firm, Rogers Reedy, has now stepped in as administrator.
You know, we saw the writing on the wall, to use an expression, and we reacted straight away, and we're working with all the appropriate authorities to make sure that we can resolve the issue.
The RSL's national president, Robert Dick.
We had commitments through the organisation in South Australia, and with declining revenue, it was getting difficult, but we were aware of the fact that this was happening, and we started the ball rolling to move forward to prevent any major issues coming up in the future.
Robert Dick has promised there won't be any change to services for veterans in the state or to Anzac Day plans.
Basically, it's business as usual. Sub-branches themselves will continue to operate and offer all services. And then if the sub-branches need any higher level administrative support, the national body will be there to support them. We will offer that support straight away, so it should not impact on the services that we offer to the veteran and veteran community.
AM understands a recent forensic audit revealed the state branch was weeks away from being unable to pay staff and meet its basic financial obligations. Robert Dick says one of the tasks for administrators will be to look into how RSL SA's financial position deteriorated to this point.
It's been a matter of declining revenue, and I think all organisations are starting to feel that, or charitable organisations are starting to feel that at the present moment.
Numbers on the league's state board have been dwindling as councillors have resigned in recent months. AM understands recent meetings have barely reached quorum. It's not clear what will happen to the branch's leadership, including RSL SA President Tim Hanna.
Later on this year, there are elections within South Australia, and we will actually be looking with the administrators to putting an administrative board in place to make sure that everything continues as such.
In the meantime, RSL National is issuing a plea to the public and its members to keep faith with the organisation.
There will be an impact on the reputation of the league. But I think you can see that we're being honest and transparent with the community in general. We've seen an issue. We've reported it to the appropriate authorities. We're working with everybody to make sure that we overcome this issue.
RSL National President Robert Dick ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.